We learned today that author Caroline Knapp has died of lung cancer at the age of 42. Knapp wrote two best-selling books about her life. Drinking, A Love Story, detailed her struggle with alcoholism. 2 years later, in 1998, she followed up with A Pack of Two, the story of Lucille, a stray dog she adopted who changed her life.
I got her actually a year and a half to the day after I quit drinking. And 3 years before I got her, my father had died. 2 years before I got her, my mother had died. So it was a period of really dramatic change and a lot of loss. And I think on some not very conscious level, I was looking for a family, you know, a particular kind of connection with a creature that would not necessarily be simpler than a human, but would give me something that was elusive in the human world.
Caroline Knapp, speaking on the Diane Rehm Show in 1998. Sandra Shea was Caroline Knapp's friend. She was also her editor at the Boston Phoenix some years ago. Sandra Shea, it sounds like Caroline Knapp's life was short, sad, but also very successful.
Oh, yes. Very successful, but also you should know that it was also filled with great joy. And I think she's certainly known very well for beautifully writing about her struggles with various demons and battles. But she also had a great joy, and Lucille was one of them, one among many.
She wrote the book Drinking, A Love Story, and it was very much about her alcohol abuse. What was that very evident to all who knew her?
I think one of the points she made in the book was that she was highly functioning as an alcoholic. I was her editor during part of that time, and, you know, I never thought from any work experience or any copy that she had ever submitted to me or any deadline that she ever broke, which she never broke a deadline, those usual signs that many of us are skilled at recognizing never exhibited themselves.
This year, Caroline Knapp was diagnosed with lung cancer just a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And then she got married.
Yes. She and Mark Morelli were together for a long time in a very loving relationship. They're both being artists, found a way to have a relationship without getting married. But I think this episode, which was horrible and frightening and pretty profound, when she did get sick and diagnosed, they decided that it was not only something that they wanted to do for each other, but I think they were thinking that it would be a gift that they were giving to other people to be able to have this thing to celebrate. And it was quite a beautiful thing.
The wedding, you mean?
Yes.
A wedding in which the bride was terminally ill.
Mm-hmm.
To the knowledge of all, I assume.
To the knowledge of all. I mean, and the saddest thing was a bride who had to worry about her hair, not in the way that brides typically do, but, you know, that it was starting to fall out. So, but it had detracted nothing from her beauty, nothing from her radiance, nothing from the joy of the day. Of course, it was a deeply sad thing, too, but one of the remarkable things was that the joy outweighed the momentary sadness of it.
And was Lucille still with her at the end, or the dog?
Lucille was in the hospital room all the when Caroline was readmitted to the hospital in the last few weeks of her life. Lucille and Mark basically lived there with her. So Lucille was there with her literally quite to the end.
Well, Ms. Shea, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Sandra Shea, friend, one-time editor of Caroline Knapp, who died this week of lung cancer at the age of 42.